If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
For welcoming Joseph Sternberg. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's based in London. And Joe is taking me back to the moment that all of the bankers in England panicked, at least according to the news, because something strange and unanticipated was happening to the gilts. That's the bonds that England issues. And it was happening at the same time there was a new prime minister, Liz Truss, and a new chancellor of the exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, both of whom in September of 2022 had introduced what appeared to me at the time was straightforward supply-side economics for growth for Great Britain. And then, Joe, a very good evening to you. And then part is what you said at the time. They're blaming Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng's proposed budget for what's happening with the gilts, and it's not them. That much I remember. I also remember that there was no repeat of your observation by the major media press, the financial press, and Liz Truss was defenestrated a short time as prime minister, replaced by Rishi Sunak. What I'm learning from your most recent column at the Wall Street Journal is that if the vote had gone the other way and Sunak had been in the PM job and Liz Truss had been number two in the party vote, this might have happened in any event. I hope I've said everything correct so far. So what happened, Joe, and what was the driver if it wasn't supply side? Good evening to you.
Hey, John. Well, basically, again, we're talking about what happened nearly 2 years ago in the UK. And to set the stage, I think we should explain why anyone cares about this. It's because the meltdown in the market for British government bonds and the value of the pound at the time was big news. And it's, you know, this episode is now being used to discredit the kind of supply side tax cutting policies that are supposed to set in train this fiasco. So I think it's worth going back in the history books and understanding what happened here. What is emerging is a picture where it really didn't have anything to do with the tax cuts at all, because we're discovering the British financial system had become very, very vulnerable to any little changes in financial conditions as a result of an extended period of ultra low interest rates and high government debt and very low economic growth and rising inflation. And basically, this was already the powder keg, and it just needed a tiny little spark that would set it off. And so the particular powder that was in that keg concerned British pension funds, who had taken on a bunch of hedging strategies, basically called liability-driven investment. Don't even try to understand what this was all about. The point of it is that it was a hedging strategy the pension funds used to try to protect themselves when interest rates were very low. And then that strategy blew up as soon as interest rates started going up a little bit. And I think that what analyses of what happened in 2022 are finding is that a lot of the market turmoil in that era was due to the unwinding of these hedging strategies in the pension funds. And it was only partly to do with the tax cutting plan. It actually would have probably happened inevitably anyway, because interest rates were going to have to go up to combat inflation. So it wasn't the supply side policies at all. It was a bunch of other financial vulnerabilities. And Liz Truss basically became the fall guy because she accidentally wandered into the buzzsaw that was already spinning here.
Interest rate changes. The dramatic interest rate changes led by the Federal Reserve between 2022 and 2023 and 2024. The high cost of money. Was that the fertile ground that this panic happened on, Joe? The interest rate changes, the rapidity of them, the size of them?
Yes. I mean, remember, the backdrop is that before 2 years ago, interest rates had been historically low for nearly 15 years. I mean, going back to 2008, interest rates in the UK as elsewhere had been nearly zero, or even in some places less than zero. And everyone in the financial system had reconfigured themselves for what had seemed like it was going to be that new normal. That included the pension funds. And their problem is that they have to match long-term liabilities, what they will have to pay out to retirees decades in the future, to the returns on their assets, you know, over the same period. And ultra-low interest rates create a real problem if you're trying to do that balancing act, which is why they had felt the need to wander out onto the limb of all of these complicated hedging strategies. And all of that has gone into reverse over the past couple of years as interest rates have gone up to fight the inflation that started appearing in 2021 and 2022. And a lot of people were not ready for that. And I think that what people are belatedly admitting is that it was actually that phenomenon, the fact that people were not ready for rising interest rates, that a lot of people had actively tried to prepare themselves for the fact that interest rates would never rise and then got caught on the wrong side of those bets. It was that thing that triggered the financial crisis in the UK, or it wasn't even a crisis, the panic that you had in the market for British government bonds and the value of the pound in September of 2022.
And Liz Truss was there when the music stopped and there was no chair for her. I understand. The part that I understand and love, Joe, is this paper that the Bank of England, working paper, has published entitled, and it's in Joe's column, Lash, Risk, and Interest Rates. Okay. Lash is all capitals, which confused me when I first read it, because I thought lash risk, that must be some kind of pet term on the markets. No, Lash stands for, and I guarantee you will know less than you know now after I read this. Lash stands for, quote, liquidity after solvency hedging, end quote. I'm not going to ask Joe what that is. I'm going to say this appears that the Bank of England has decided to tell the truth, but put it in a package that nobody wants to open. Is that a fair judgment of this very odd title?
More or less. So what we're talking about here is a working paper that some economists at the Bank of England, the British Central Bank, published back in May. And they gave it that title that you read off. I don't even have it in front of me at the moment, so I can't remember what the title is. It is so obscure, as if they were trying to conceal it. And so the Lash risk of the headline, I mean, it's really complicated. I will briefly explain it and then listeners can safely forget it. The concept is a situation with the pension funds where rising interest rates actually make the pension fund more solvent over the longer term, but they create liquidity run. And this is the opposite of how financial crises usually work, where people realize that a bank or an investment fund is no longer solvent, and that is the thing that triggers the liquidity panic. The economists are saying is that they have discovered that this new kind of risk can exist, and it's a consequence of the ultra-low interest rate environment. Okay, so the real point of this is that you have to read page 33 of this paper before you discover that they attribute most of this surge in British interest rates that created so much pandemonium in 2022, they attribute most of that to this new risk that they've discovered and the hedging behavior that attended it. and the unwinding of those hedges. And so the significance of this is, first off, you conclude from this that actually that market meltdown didn't primarily have to do with the tax cut plans. And then this is significant because the Bank of England at the time was very invested in pretending that it was about the tax cut plan. So the Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey was out there sort of crowing at the time about how it was this reckless fiscal policy that had created the market meltdown. And the Bank of England under his watch was going to step in and steady the ship and restore confidence and everything confident again because the Bank of England had acted so decisively. And I pointed out at the time that there were a lot of unhelpful aspects where it seemed like the Bank of England at the time was stoking the panic. And now their economists are as good as admitting that the bank itself actually contributed to the situation in the first place and was mostly responsible in one way or another for that market meltdown. And I think it's borderline outrageous that they bury this conclusion in a paper that they published back in May under this abstruse title that no one would understand. And they bury at the back of this paper with this weird title, this conclusion that actually these tax cuts were not responsible for this fiasco.
If this was a game of Clue, it's not the lady with the supply side in the House of Commons who did it. It's the banker with the smile on his face at the Bank of England who did it. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, writing political economics column. He's based in London. We're coming back to life in London, which, according to the prime minister, momentarily is going to be painful. That's a quote. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.